Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $3 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
Got another tremendous show for you today. We're going to have my partner in the mortgage business on the line today with us, Ed Cairo. Ed and I are going to talk about how we're closing residential mortgages, quoting residential mortgages, doing HELOCs, first mortgages, reverse mortgages. As the interest rates have somewhat stabilized, people are starting to buy homes, refinance homes, or take, not really refinance homes, but take their equity out using these HELOCs. So we're able to do that and close very quickly. It's a very simple methodology. So we'll talk about that a little more today. I want to thank, as always, our partners on the show, Warren Henry. This is episode, 740-something. Warren Henry's been with us for 12 of the 15 years we've been on. I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry, Larry, Eric, Ismet, Jack, Maytal, the whole team over there, Warren Henry. They treat us like family. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, go over to Warren Henry and check them out on 151st and Biscayne, up in the Key, up in Gainesville. They sell Audis. Down in the Keys, they just bought the Chevy dealer. They've got Chevy down there. And of course, they've got the award-winning Land Rover Range Rover store in South Dade. Let's bring on Mr. Cairo.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great, Eddie. How about you?
I'm doing great.
So, Ed, we're now in what I would call the stabilized portion of the interest rate increases. They've kind of stopped the rate increases. People think interest rates are going to go down next year. I don't know which part of that camp I'm in, but I don't really know that I agree with that. I think they're going to leave them at this rate for as long as they possibly can, especially if the market, the economy stays steady. But, what are you starting to see? Because I know we're working on a couple of residential mortgages from foreign nationals. I know that we've got a couple of reverse mortgages in and, some HELOCs. Let's start with what the easy stuff, the HELOCs. Tell me why people are using HELOCs and why it's a valuable thing for them and how quickly can you get one of those done?
Yeah, well, the HELOCs, we're doing a ton of those right now. And part of the reason is because a lot of people don't want to lose their first mortgage, at 3 or 4%, whatever it might be, which is understandable. But they do need access to cash. So if they need access to cash, we do a second, an HELOC, which is a second behind their first mortgage. And in some cases, I get those done in 5 days. Those are very quick. And if they have good credit and income and all the good stuff that we need, we can do them relatively quickly. So that's a big segment of the market right now. A lot of people are taking advantage of those. And they can refinance out of it later if they want to down the road if the rates go down.
So, Ed, I like to tell people that when I got out of college, rates were 20%. People still bought houses. They just would refi every 3 years as the rates went down. And I remember it was something that people talked about when they were going to do it and everything else. So that is something that I think most people that have come to be comfortable with the free money environment that we were in before, they just have to realize this is sort of the natural place. And people that did a loan last year with a 6 in front of it are real happy because now they see loans with a 7. So I think that if you're looking to buy something or looking to take out a first mortgage, now's not such a bad time to do it at this point. We know where it's going and we know what's going on now. Ed, we've also worked with people that are doing HELOCs because they want to reduce their credit card debt. They've run up their credit cards and this is a much lower interest rate than the credit card and it's tax deductible. We see that too, don't we?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, Jim, I have a lot of those right now with the credit card debt that we're what we're doing is we're just trying to relieve some of that debt that they have, from a monthly payment standpoint, from a cash flow standpoint. And once we do that, boy, it's a big, big difference. There's one person I have now that's going to save almost $2,000 a month just by reorganizing all his debt. It's a lot of money, and he had a ton of debt. He has a lot of equity in his property. So here's a guy that really is going to benefit from that refi. And then down the road, from the equity line, and if he has to refi down the road, he certainly can. It's not a problem.
I'm working with somebody who's building a, a commercial property, they've run into a little bit of a cost overrun, and rather than bringing in an additional equity partner, they're tapping the equity in their home. Now, that can be done two different ways. That can either be done with a HELOC, or if you're using the proceeds for a business purpose and are willing to give somebody a first mortgage, then a private lender would do that. And that's right. One circumstance where you can get a private loan on your home residence is if you sign an affidavit and actually use the proceeds for business. And I'm actually doing one of the HELOCs is for somebody that's going to be doing that right now. Reverse mortgages. You know, we've been talking to a number of people about reverse mortgages. It's a great way for people to take their cash out. In fact, one of the people we're working with right now that's getting quoted first mortgage for us, Foreign National, is thinking about using their parents' equity in their home to help with the down payment, and the parents then would be doing a reverse. I mean, this is something we're seeing. That's just one reason somebody would do a reverse. Tell me a couple of others.
Well, I mean, there's many reasons, and we're very busy with the reverses right now. You know, reverse purchases happen to be very popular right now, and you know, they can use a reverse mortgage for an actual purchase. And it's new concept for a lot of people. But the bottom line is that, you know, whatever money they borrow from the lender, instead of taking out of their own personal funds, which they would need for their retirement, we would be able to put a reverse on their property, and there's no payment associated with that money. So what a great way to go. I mean, you know, instead of, you know, they'll borrow, let's say the house is $600,000. And we were able to lend them, you know, $300 as an example, right? That $300 that we lent them can stay in their portfolio that they can use for their financial plan or whatever it is they need. And there's no payment for the rest of their life on that $300,000. So it's a win-win. There's no payment. So it's fantastic.
Well, it can be used for a lot of different things also. And people that have payments can do this reverse mortgage and end their payments and actually have a better equity position. And we can do these up to $3.5 million plus. Mm-hmm. So we're working with a lot of people that bought their house for $800,000-$900,000, saw the big run up, have a beautiful, you know, 2 point whatever mortgage on it, and they still want to get some money out. This is a way to do it as well. They can either do the HELOC or they can do the reverse mortgage. Two different ways to get cash out of your home today. You know, let's just talk about the standard first mortgage for a minute, Ed. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see demand for that too. People are buying houses and they're using these current mortgages. A lot of people are moving in from out of town that we're working with. They have, you know, fantastic value play moving down here. So for them, a little bit higher interest rate is not that big a deal.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, people are definitely, there are times in people's lives that they have to have housing. Okay. So one way or the other, they would need to purchase a house or rent or whatever it is in their life that they need to do. But we're seeing a lot of purchases. We're actually seeing some refis too. You know, people do need to refi their property sometimes because they need to pull the cash out. But if they're in a purchase position, you know, the one thing I can tell you is that rates might be a little on the higher side, but you know, there's not a huge demand because the inventory is a little on the low side. So there's not, you know, 14 people in line trying to, you know, pay $100,000 more than the property is worth anymore. So you're going to have it one way or the other. You know, you'll pay a little less for the property than they did 2 years ago, and the rate's a little on the higher side. But the key is to, you know, to get that asset, and then down the road we refinance them and lower their rate. And it's a win-win.
Ed, let's talk a little bit about you and your team. How long have you guys been in the business, you and the Mortgage Brothers?
I've been in the business for 25 years. My brother Paul has come on probably about 20 years ago. And then Greg, my younger brother, has been in probably about 15. So combined, we've,
55 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, that's tremendous. Now, again, I'm going to go back again and talk about, people may have just joined us, a little bit more about the HELOCs. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that. Again, people have been paying off credit cards. People are using it to invest in real estate. They're just taking it out and taking it to have a safety cushion so they can pull some of their equity out. And we'll be able to help them refinance their mortgages. What are the lenders telling you about mortgage demand, and how quick are you able to get these deals done now?
Well, the mortgage demand, you know, first mortgages are down. they're not exactly, you know, busy on that side, but on the HELOCs, the reverses and those, they are a little busier than normal. But what I could tell you is that on the HELOCs, as an example, we can usually, like I said before, we can get them done relatively quickly if we've got good credit and income and all those nice things. The best part about it is that it's a line of credit that they have secured by their property. So it's not a credit card. It's not 26% or any of that stuff. If it's for a lot of people, it's just like you said, it's just a peace of mind to know that they can access this money if needed. I mean, there's kids going to college. There's, you know, all those things, no matter what the rates are, still happen. Kids are going to college, kids get married, you know, all the different things that people need for money. They have to pay the IRS and so on. So for a lot of people, it's nice to have these lines of credit because they have, you know, somewhere to go to access where they don't have to put on a credit card, which is going to be 26-27%.
So Ed, kind of wrapping up, what we're seeing is interest rates are stabilized now. We haven't seen any real heavy duty increases. Mm-hmm. People think that they may go down next year. I don't know if I could predict interest rates. I'd just go to Las Vegas. People are using HELOCs to pull cash out of their property for a variety of reasons. People are using reverse mortgages to get tax deferred or tax protected cash flow. Mm-hmm. And people are now doing the regular first mortgages as well. It hasn't been the strongest year, but it is a good year. And it is now a good time. As I said, we've got multiple loans in. We can do them for foreign nationals. U.S. people, people that don't have tax returns, you know, all kinds of special circumstances are now financeable again because the lenders are hungry for business. You know, you're getting fast responses and good underwriting, no?
Absolutely. And there's a ton of products, like you said, out there. I mean, and, you know, when you're talking about foreign nationals, it's it's not very difficult to get a foreign national loan. The key that they have to show is that they have the funds, you know, in their country and they bring it over to this country. It's relatively simple. And then when it comes to people that are self-employed and they may not be showing a lot of income because they have a lot of write-offs and so on and so forth, we have bank statement loans where we'll take the last 12 bank statements and use that as income. We have asset depletion loans if they have, you know, sizable retirement funds, as an example, or, you know, money in the bank. We can use that to show income. There's a lot of different ways that this, that, you know, people, and by the way, those are the loans that are selling right now because, you know, people having a tough time out there. I mean, let's face it, that's just what's happening.
Yeah, basically what this is economic stimulus for mm-hmm. people now that they've paid down their federal loans and all that stuff is done. This is what's left. So thank you, Ed.
Okay. Huh? As I said, from a cash flow standpoint, you know, people are now paying their student loans also. So that's a whole nother dynamic that was put in the system as of October. So that's something that needs to be dealt with also for a lot of people.
You know, Ed, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to take a quick break and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about the commercial real estate market. So, Ed, I want to thank you. This will be our last episode this year. So thank you so much, Ed. We appreciate everything you and the brothers have been doing. And then I'll be coming up there hopefully this year, and we'll have our own little Christmas party. Wouldn't that be nice?
Sounds great. You have a happy holiday and healthy for your whole family, and we'll talk soon, Jim.
Thank you, Ed. I really appreciate you and the brothers, and healthy and happy to you guys, too. We'll be back after this short message with more Freedom Business. Mr. Mendoza, it's your chance to rock the house. Hey, of course, I always want to thank our friends at Warren Henry, Larry, Eric, Ismet, Jack, Maytal, everybody over at Warren Henry, of course, Warren. They always treat us like family. They'll treat you like family, too. So make sure that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you go over to Warren Henry because you want to get every advantage that you can. Shop Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar, Lincoln up at 151st and Biscayne. They're building this gorgeous new Lincoln store up there. It's great. Down in South Dade, they've got a Land Rover, Range Rover store that's award-winning. Up in Gainesville, they've got a gorgeous Audi store. And in the Keys, they just added Chevrolet to their long list of names. They've got everything down there. So in Key West. So if you're looking to buy or lease a car, go to one of those stores. And when you do, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get a long list of services. It starts out with, of course, your rental car. They give you in case you have to turn in your car for service. They'll make sure your car is clean when you get it back. They will replace your keys if you lose them. They'll polish up your rims if you scrape them up. And beyond that, they'll make sure you're getting the best value for your trade-in, the best price on your new or used car. And of course, you get 3 days to make sure you like that new car or you can return it. Nobody ever does that because they love their cars. So join me, my mom, my beautiful wife, Vivian. I love her more and more each day. She's so tremendous. Lots of my clients and friends, we're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hi, everybody. Jim Fried, founder of Sandstone Realty Advisor. We're doing lots of great stuff. We're actually doing some advising in the PE world right now. We've also got a number of our clients that we're doing real estate tokenization using syndication, but we're doing blocking and tackling. We've got a couple of shopping centers we're doing permanent loans on. We're doing some HELOCs and reverse mortgages with Ed, and we're putting together capital stacks to help people buy large-scale commercial loans. So all kinds of great things all day long. In fact, I also had a meeting on a, believe it or not, new office building development in one of the premier sub markets here in town. So give me a call, reach out to me. We've got capital if you've got the deal. It's not as cheap as it was a few years ago, but we still got access to the people that are playing ball in today's market. So if your deal works in today's market, reach out to me. Give me a call. I'll be going up to Orlando to look at some great real estate on Thursday, taking the Brightline for the first time. I fly the Brightline. And remember, my personal brand is that I self-actualize by helping other people achieve their dreams and goals. I do that by helping them solve problems and bringing them peace of mind. So remember, whenever you call me, it's always all about you.
Welcome back to Freedom Business. Connect with us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Freedom Business and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
I want to thank Ed Cairo for being part of our residential mortgage talk today. I'm going to talk commercial mortgages and investment sales. Right now, pretty much the only thing that can get financed is infill townhomes in good locations. Those can still be financed, but people are having problems financing even apartment construction. I have one client that's looking to finance 300 apartment units. He's got over $1 billion worth of signature and he still can't get financed. I'm in the process now of marketing real estate loans, mortgages on apartment buildings. We're selling them at par right now, but hopefully there'll be some discounts down the road. Many people that built their projects to a 3 cap are having a hard time selling it at a number that makes sense. So there's going to be all kinds of issues there. Industrial slowed down, office development is there, but if you want to do a rehab loan, it's not easy, if not impossible. Shopping centers, I told you I'm getting you some getting some shopping center loans done now. What's the pricing? It depends. Prime is like 8.5 right now. So the loans that I'm working on are probably going off if they're permanent mortgages in the 7 range for those permanents. So we're doing some loans at 7s. The overall clearing price on the loan sales is probably 16 or 17%. I'm writing this down so I remind myself. So those are clearing at about 16%. Construction loans aren't really available. If they are, they're at about 800 over SOFR, and SOFR is like about 5.5. So you find a construction deal that works at the cost of capital at 13.5%, but that's really cheap equity if you have the right deal. The issue is the banks are only going up to a certain level and the A-piece lenders are kind of out of the market. You know, those deals get done with an A-piece, B-piece structure. So while we've got the B-piece lenders, the A-piece lenders are few and far between. I did run into one private lender who's willing to do stuff at 600 over, but they will only go up to 20 million. The larger deals are going off, like I said, at 800 or trying to, but 650 for up to $20 million. Let's see. We're marketing some interesting sites. I already told you about the fact that the infill townhome stuff is doable. It's actually, can pay more for that than you can for the for an apartment site. So combining all of that, then we can talk about equity. Equity is out there, but it's kind of holding its powder dry. Right now, one of my clients is having a meeting as we speak to see if they're going to put $100 million into the loan purchase game here in South Florida. They've got another $500 million to put into loan purchases in New York. We're working on a number of them up there as well. So if you're looking to purchase loans, give me a call. We've got some loans that we are selling, that we are marketing quietly. And those are, right now, I said, going off at par, but there are little juicy things that you can get with those loans that will allow you to get your yield up. So reach out to me about those. Remember, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. Let our team, with all of its decades and decades of experience, work with you. We're leading the charge on real estate tokenization with our first transaction, hopefully posting in January. And we've also got, like I said, the access to all the permanents and construction loans. We're working on also a couple of condo 30-year recertification loans. So if you've got something that you need some help on, reach out to me. As you see all the time, my personal brand is I self-actualize by helping other people achieve their dreams and goals. I do that by helping them solve their problems and bringing them peace of mind. This holiday season, we're doing that with HELOCs and fast closing private loans. We can still get them closed, but the window is closing. You heard Ed say we can do a HELOC in 5 days. So reach out to me, give me a call. Remember, the person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there, make it happen. This is Jim Fried. Every week at noon on Wednesdays, we drop a new podcast. Remember, follow us. Tweet at me. Give me a call. DM me. Remember, I'm here to help you. We'll be back next week with another new podcast. We're going to have a great guest. I'm in the process of finalizing it right now. I can't say, but it's one of my big clients. And so we'll talk about the market with this individual. And remember, we're new every Wednesday at 3. I want to thank our friends at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center, for being our sponsor. I want to thank Warren Henry for being a sponsor. I want to thank you. Without you, we wouldn't have a podcast. And like I said, call me. When you call me, it's always all about you. There's stability in the marketplace, but there's also uncertainty. A person with a little bit of gray hair that's been to it before is very valuable. Reach out to me. Let me help you. I'm doing some consulting as well as brokerage work. And remember, I'll say it one more time. Person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.